All right.
Okay, Rachel, you're online.
Got our next.
Hello.
So we've got Rachel Evans on the line today. She is currently occupying the Sydney College of Arts. Is that what you are occupying right now, Rachel?
Yeah, we're at Kellen Park Roselle.
I haven't actually been able to give a proper introduction. So you want to tell us, you know, about what's actually happening, you know, why you're occupying this building, you know, just for listeners who possibly don't know what the struggle is about at this point.
Yeah, no worries. Look, we're at now day 5 of occupation. We are occupying the administration building of Sydney College of the Arts, which is located, it's a satellite campus located in Roselle, and it's a beautiful area, and it's the SEA is in the Kirkbright premises, which is this beautiful stone, old stone buildings, which are very beautiful. And so we're occupying this because Sydney University are attempting to destroy Sydney College of the Arts, and they have been murmuring from the beginning of the year that moves had to be made. Very little detail, a lot of uncertainty, and then they came out with a plan. They wanted to shut down SEA and move all of the course to UNSW, which is another university here in Sydney. And there's no room at the art and design course in UNSW, and there was a lot of protests, rallies, condemnation, meetings with the vice chancellor saying no way, COFA students, UNSW students saying no way. And then they backed down from that. That was a real victory. But unfortunately, then on June the 21st, they came out and went, "Nah, well, we're moving you to main campus, Camperdown campus." And so we went, "No, you're not." And we rallied. We rallied a great 500-strong rally last week. And then we occupied this week on Monday saying, "Nope, we're staying. Let SEA stay and reinstate the BVA." The BVA is the Bachelor of Visual Arts, and they've stopped enrolling students in the BVA. So they're pretty serious, and so are we.
Yeah, this seems to be kind of like a regular trend, actually, in Australian universities. In fact, we just recently did an interview with someone who talked about La Trobe University facing such cuts to their courses. And maybe before we go into sort of detail about what the demands of your what is the sort of deeper kind of rationalization behind these kind of cuts from, you know, why do they want to, you know, completely strip the Sydney College of the Arts?
Yeah, well, the details are that they're going to try and sack 60% of the staff and eliminate the studio-based practice of ceramics, jewellery and glass, because these studio-based course elements take up too much room, and there's not enough room in Camperdown campus to have these studios. And so they're getting rid of these things because, quote unquote, Kirkbright and Kellen Park are too expensive, and this is a load of hogswash. It's not expensive. Actually, figures that we've obtained show that where the SEA are making $9 million a year, and allegedly we've got a deficit of $5.5 million a year. But they're cooking the books. They got $250 million in surplus, this university, and $1.8 million in endowments. Sorry, billion dollars in endowments. They are so rich. And our vice-chancellor is on $1.3 million a year. But, you know, they're not prepared to keep the arts course, like they've been attacking language, like they've been attacking humanities, because it's not profitable to corporations who they are vying funding for and research funding for. And there, it doesn't fit into the market education commodification process which universities, corporate universities, are undergoing.
So what are kind of like, in terms of the occupation, what are the demands? Like, you know, you're clearly occupying it for a goal. What are the demands that you have for the occupation?
There's four main demands from the SEA students, and it's let SEA stay and reinstate the BVA, no staff cuts. And the other one is an independent commission into the finances and constitutional issues regarding Kirkbright, because the state government has specific legislation around Kirkbright and has given a lease free over to University of Sydney in 1996. But there's, you know, there's a lot of pressure from Sydney University to move from Callan Park rapidly. So where the campaign suspects that there's a whole bunch of interest to get developers into this beautiful area, and there's a group called Friends of Callan Park who've been fighting off developers coming into the area. And so there's all of this stuff which the Independent Commission could uncover and reveal.
What sort of response have you had, excuse me, from the educational unions towards your actions?
Well, the first day that we occupied, we rang a whole bunch of unions and said, hey, come on down. The National Tertiary Education Union and the CPSU, Commonwealth Public Sector Union, are the two unions that cover staff on this university and most universities. And so the NTU and CPSU had organised, co-hosted a rally on campus condemning the move. Proposed move. So they were supportive of the campaign, but it's very difficult for them to come out, the staff to come out overtly and say, yep, 100%, yep, occupation, because if the federal government wanted to go hard, then they could fine staff $10,000 for supporting a political campaign on campus. So this is a result of the horror work choices laws, which, you know, I mean, it's very difficult for individual union members and unions to come out. So that being said, we got support. But really, 2 days ago, it was fabulous. The Maritime Union of Australia came into the occupation. There's about 30 of them. They're retired comrades, and they were unemployed comrades and union organisers, and they had a rally outside, and then they came, marched in for the occupation, and very supportive, SEA here to stay, MUA here to stay, and from then the NTU have come to visit inside as well, and we've got the CFMEU going to go on Friday to pass a motion of support on the exec, and then last night we got Unions New South Wales passing a motion saying we support the occupation and thanking the unions for their support and solidarity for the student occupation. So that was fantastic. And then Unions New South Wales is organising a rally on Sunday as well at 11 o'clock, a barbecue. They're leafleting the local area. So huge amounts of support from the union movement, which is fantastic and just what we need.
That's good. And what about the other students?
Yeah, there's lots of students now from SEA who are part of the occupation staying overnight. There's students from COFA, UNSW. There's students as well from NAS, National Art School, because that's the other art school that is under attack from the state government. So this is an independent art school. It's not not part of the university sector, but it is a university course, and supported financially by the state government. But state government wants to move or wants to close it down and into UNSW, and there's fights to retain the beautiful site because, again, it's in this fantastic site in Paddington, very old building, and Devine and the developers want to get their grubby mitts on it. I mean, this is part of the commodification under capitalism as a whole. Art isn't seen to be profitable for corporations, for society, because art, you know, is self-reflection, it's expression, and graphic design is a lot more targeted towards corporations. But visual arts and ceramics and glass, I mean, you know, that really doesn't make corporations profitable. So, you know, these governments are on a neoliberal offensive, and they want to get rid of the things that are beautiful and give us hope and inspiration.
Okay, so we're almost running low on time now, but I guess the last quarter question I wanted to ask is, sort of, you know, how can listeners, you know, support your occupation? And, of course, is your occupation related to a sort of broader sort of campaign group? Is there, like, a campaign group, you know, listeners can, you know, like the Facebook or, like, or to follow what's going on?
Yeah, look, we have a daily update, a gorgeous little video that happens every day summarising the excitement that has happened, the moments that have happened in the campaign, so people can check that out. There's a Let SEA Stay Facebook group, and there's also a student resistant group as well. And so, but the Let SEA Stay is a good one to hook onto and check out. And we're asking people, organisations, individuals, workplaces, students, friends and families to get together with a Let SEA Stay photo shoot and then send it to the page and show your solidarity. We're also, the students are saying, well, if the university's not enrolling students, then we will. So we're enrolling people on Open Day at Sydney University. There's another protest, big Red Cape Day of Action, and saying to students, prospective students, come in, we'll enrol you. And staff, some staff have said, well, yeah, we don't care if they're enrolled or not, we'll teach them. So that's another form of action that's going to be taken. But, yeah, for interstaters, please take a photo and show your support. This is a massively growing campaign and we're going to win it.
Sounds great. Yep, and good luck.
Yep, good luck for the occupation. All right. Thank you very much for being with us.
See ya. Ciao.
Bye.